Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Valley Patriots Worldwide, I am your host, Alex Jones. And I am screaming and howling for vengeance because we are under attack. So rise! It's time to break the silence. Vengeance is boiling. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. I'm going to give the number out for first-time callers to give me your take on this headline. If Joe Biden wins, communist China will rule America. The president said that. It's absolutely true. I've been saying for over a year he needs to say that. That's the truth. 14 days till the end of the republic? Question mark. I mean, this is really an IQ test. The idiots that would vote against their own interest and vote against President Trump, anyone that would go for the globalist model of deindustrialization. But have you ever asked yourself, how would evil take over America? It would undermine it, it would bankrupt it, it would turn us against each other. It would exploit our diversity and use it against us. Because diversity is strong and adaptive, even there's a unifying Christianity or unifying Americana, a unifying ethos. But if you don't have a unifying narrative, you will disintegrate. And that's what's happened. Our narrative now is white people are bad and America sucks and be babies and be a victim and whine and scream. And, you know, the college will give you some Play-Doh to play with and an American flag to burn. I mean, that's really their default position. And so when you look at these crybaby drama queens and who they are, this is where this is all going. They'll ruin your business. They'll ruin your life. They'll tell you how moral they are all day, but they're lazy. Absolutely evil. And we've allowed them to do it, so it's our fault. And so this is, God's giving us a choice right now, clearer than day. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. A lot of folks will ask me, well, Jones, how are you taking it? You're just at the grocery store, at the gym, or at church, just everywhere. When I was all over the news 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago, when they were really using me as the face of evil, people are like, how are you taking it? Oh, you're a victim. We feel so. I said, shh, man, I'm taking the enemy on. I'm up front in the fight like a battleship that the enemy's coming after. Or an aircraft carrier they're trying to shoot the rudder off of because I'm pounding the enemy. I'm in a war. You understand you're the target, right? You understand I just understand it, that I'm a target, and I decided to take action against this instead of go along with it or join it or roll over because I just can't do that. And you understand, in a couple of years, you'll all be shut down with algorithms watching everything you say and do, and there'll be total control and a Chinese social credit score. InfoWars broke the Chinese social credit score in 2013. MIT cooked it up with the Democrats and shipped it over to China. We broke all of it. Only because we're realists and we live in the real world. Anybody could track these people. I do. I track them. And so, I mean, they're coming after everybody. If Trump wins, they're coming after you. If Trump loses, my God, it is going to be hell on earth. They're going to break this country, bankrupt everybody, reorganize everything. Shut down the economy and loot the living snot out of us in a great leap forward, communist revolution, cultural revolution. That's the model, and they're going to do it just as sure as the sun came up, and they are simpatico. They are in Congress. They are interface with the Chi-Coms, and it is a disgusting, sickening sight to behold. And just as the poor Chinese people, such hard-working, smart folks have been put their living hell, we're going to be put their living hell now, and what's going to be crazy is they'll do it in steps, telling the left, do this to get goodies, and then they'll get less goodies, and they'll tell them, oh, it's the resistance. People not complying is the reason you're not getting all the free stuff with the 5 or 6 degrees you went and got that were all worthless. I mean, it's just, look, here's the deal. Once a chump gets scammed, they never admit they're a chump. That's why they're called chumps. Everybody else gets scammed, wakes up to it, doesn't do it again. Chumps never learn. Chumps like it. And chumps want to take you with them. And even worse, a lot of chumps join evil. And they go, oh, and I got chump. Instead of fighting it, they decided to join it and chump others. It's planet chicken crap run by the chumps.
I've got some really important and, quite frankly, bad news for you. We've confirmed from high-level sources and our own research that if Joe Biden's able to steal the election, and they're going to really try to do it, they're that crazy, they intend to not just shut down InfoWars, but have yours truly, Alex Jones, arrested. Now, here's the really bad news. They're coming after everybody, and they're coming after the economy, and they want to totally gut it and punish Americans for supporting Donald Trump and repudiating Hollywood and all the trash. But here's the really good news. The really good news. Humanity is awakening to this threat. We're no longer asleep, and we understand that the globalists are our mortal enemies, and we fundamentally understand that they're trying to end our nation and the free market and our Judeo-Christian roots forever. That's why we must come together now as Americans of a race, color, and creed and repudiate the New World Order and stand firm and vote for Donald Trump, but also the information war, support independent media that tells the truth, like InfoWars.com. Thank you.
You've got it.
The news man is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a ghost.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We see the earth from here.
You got it.
877-789-2539. Open phone, first-time callers. 877-789-ALEX. Well, the headline of the show today that I hope you share is, if Joe Biden wins, communist China will rule America 14 days to the end of the republic. Dr. Steve Pachinik pops in to give us his take bottom of the hour, then continue with your calls right through the transmission. But talk about rigging. Debate commission drops foreign policy questions amid Hunter Biden expose, hoping then that Trump can never even bring it up. And now the way they work it with these attack dogs, you thought Chris Wallace was bad. Savannah was even worse. And then now the new lady is a Democrat Party operative. Christina Welker is even worse. And so he'll be debating both Joe Biden and her, and they won't let Trump bring it up. Trump's going to have to just say what he wants, tell her to shut up, and tell them to stop rigging the debate right up there on stage. Trump says he knows it's going to be rigged. He says he'll still play their rigged game and beat them. But this is just crazy, folks. This is absolutely out of control. And you've got the Hunter Biden laptop they want you to forget about, that they're now saying Russian disinfo with no evidence, when it's, they've confirmed it's their laptop. Their lawyer said it's his laptop. So who cares who got it? But it wasn't the Russians. It's about the crimes he's committing, reportedly having sex, raping underage girls, and reportedly doing brutal things characterized as extreme torture. Those reports are at Band.Out Video. I hope you share those as well, because the only way the enemy wins is by silencing you. And now you see they're silencing Congress. They're silencing the president. They're shadow banning people. And whenever the president complains, or when Don Jr. complains about, hey, you're shadow banning our tweets, they go, oh, that doesn't exist. You're crazy. Same thing they did to us 4 years ago. It's a formula. They're following an exact plan. And Congress will sit there and have hearings and go, are you censoring us? No, we never did to anybody. All right, let's take your calls. Let's talk to Robert in Louisiana. What's going to happen with this election, brother? What do we do if Biden gets in? Trump's right. This is modern takeover. This is not a party. This is the army of the Chi-Coms and the globalists. What do we do about it?
I would say immediately, in order to try to stop it, Alex, and it's so great to talk to you. Thanks for what you do. And I know you hate when people say that, but I've been trying to get
it. It's not that I hate it, brother. It's just that the whole show's people thanking me. I love you. I appreciate you, too. Go ahead.
All right. So we need, like, a strategic withdrawal from all the major tech platforms of all the users. Like, if everybody on InfoWars who's listening to Band.Out Video, right now, if you go and set up, download a separate browser, something like Brave, go and get on to Gab. You've had the CEO of Gab on. Great. Alternative to Twitter. Then pull people off of Twitter onto Gab. Pull people off of Facebook onto a site like MeWe. Also, as alternative to YouTube, there's Library, there's BitChute. Everybody that's listening right now, if they went and do that and at least mirror their profiles and then get all their friends and family, 10 people, get 10 people, get them off of the big tech platforms.
Well, sir, hold on just a second. You know, I've been preaching this nonstop for a decade. I've been really been hammering it for 4 years. Exactly. You use the big platforms while you still have them to promote all the little platforms and grow those as part of the exodus. And that's exactly what needs to be done. 14 days out, though, brother, and I appreciate your call. 14 days out, day late, dollar short. People better be sharing on Twitter, on Facebook, on all those, even if you're going to get banned or set up a sub-account in the InfoWar, however you can now. Again, don't share banned video on Twitter. Share 2020electioncenter.com. That gets around their systems for now. But absolutely, that would have been a great idea. Everyone should go to Parler. Everyone should go to Gab. Everyone should go to Telegram or Telegraph. Everybody, we're on all that. We mirror all our stuff there as well. And that's what everybody needs to do instead of counting on you're always going to have that, because you're not. These are all tools of control. It's an authoritarian takeover. Peter in Canada, what happens if Biden wins? I want your take. Thank you, sir.
Hi, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, with 2 weeks left, it's too late. If Biden wins, the U.S. is sunk. What Trump has to do right now is do the Insurrection Act, get rid of Bill Barr, and round up and prosecute every single one of them. Biden, Hunter, Hillary, Bill, the works of them.
By the way, they're the authoritarians that have tried to have three coups. They're the authoritarians working with a foreign power and with all this media ganged up on the president and the American people. So it's not a police state to have them arrested. It's what George Washington or Winston Churchill or Charles de Gaulle or anybody that was real would do. Just Trump doesn't have the FBI or the military leadership to do it. He does have the rank and file. And we're now to that point where communist China is about to steal the election. When Trump challenges it, the whole media will say he's a fraud. We're all going to be locked down. We're all going to be barred. We've got to hit the streets very legally and lawfully, but very aggressively now ahead of this and when it happens. So, I mean, this freight train is coming down. 14 days to election, 79 days of hell. And I'm just telling all these folks that see their numbers and know that Trump's going to win. Yes, but the enemy is fraudulent. They're going to make their move. And I agree. Communist China has blackmailed Joe Biden. We have the emails proving it. And other foreign powers, he is not fit to be the leader. And they all need to be arrested. And then after the leadership's been arrested, a new Democratic Party can form. And in a year, we can have another general election. But, and this is not because I fear Trump's going to lose. He's going to legitimately win. But they've said they want secession. They've said they want martial law. And you're damn right, sir. If they can't steal it with an overwhelming fraud, they're going to then contest, have secession, race war. We can't just sit back and let foreign powers do this. We're under attack. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, listen, they didn't make a big deal about it. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who I wasn't a fan of in some respects, but I wasn't for the Nazis taking over the U.S. either, he got approached, the McCormick-Dickstein Committee covered this later, Smedley Butler, the Commandant of the Marine Corps, Congressional Medal of Honor winner, two-time, he got approached, they wanted him to run for president, because he didn't like Roosevelt, and they said, we want you to overthrow the 500,000-man army. They just quietly sent out the Marines and the Army, to deal with the people that did it. And it was only about 1,000 people they killed, reportedly. They just quietly went and said, hey, you got to take it for a ride. Went and picked them up for work, picked them up at their house, took them out and shot them in the back of the head and buried them. And that ended the Nazi attempt to take over in the late 1930s of the U.S. Well, this is a Chinese takeover, a Chinese communist takeover. So I'm just asking, Peter, what do we do? I'm not going to go get people and shoot them and things. I'm just saying, that's what Roosevelt did when the Nazis tried to overthrow the government covertly. Is he just went and killed him. So what are you saying?
Well, Alex, if Biden gets in, the U.S. is finished. Trump, they are going to fix this election six ways to Sunday. No two ways about it. The only chance the U.S. has is the Insurrection Act. Get whatever form of the military that's behind them, anybody who's behind them, get them out there, get them arresting the traitors, and if they have to redo the election, redo the election, whatever. But I'm looking at you up here from Canada, and I fear if Joe Biden wins, there will be a civil war in the United States. No two ways about it. It's gonna be a hot civil war, and I live far too close to the border for my liking.
Oh, they're planning to break your will. They want to end Western civilization. They want to end the consumer society for us because they want us controlled as serfs. We're going into neo-serfdom, brother. And look, we're not up here hyping this. People get now that I wasn't hyping this a year ago or 6 months ago. And I've got chills up and down my spine. I feel physically sick. I'm so sad this is here. And I've talked to some high-level people today that don't want to go on record yet. Roger Stone's on tomorrow, by the way. And, you know, Roger doesn't want to attack the people running the campaign. But I mean, I know the numbers. And I know the internal polling. And Trump's only 5 points ahead. He was 15 points ahead last time, and that's how he was able to still win, even though it was massive fraud. He's only 5 points ahead in most of these states, and the fraud will be so high, he's going to lose. And so all these Republicans thinking, oh, we're going to win, and having this euphoria and stuff, I'm sorry, folks. Right now, Trump's going to lose via fraud, and the communist Chinese will rule America with the satanic pedophile Democrats who love to rape little girls.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax doctor?
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Bullet in my shoulder. Blood running down my vest. 20 in the posse, and they're never gonna let me rest.
Till I became a wanted man, I never even owned a gun. But now they hunt me like a mountain cat, and I'm always, always, always on the run. I killed poor Jet Bryan in a bad Laredo fight. Killed him with my bare hands for the girl I loved that night. Jet's brother is out to get me. He's coming with a gang. Well, I'd rather shoot it out like that than let him watch me hang. Bullet in my shoulder. Running down my vest, 20 in the posse, and they're never gonna let me rest till I became a wanted man.
Folks, America got taken over by very evil corporations that are ruthless, that have set up communist China. And if you look at Nancy Pelosi, Keith Olbermann, I saw Robert Reich, you know, the former Clinton administration. What was he in? Housing, urban development. Nothing against short people, but he's literally a midget. And they're talking about how they're going to persecute us and arrest us and put us in prison. And they've tried to put me in prison behind the scenes. I'm not going to get into it. That latest attempt has been dealt with, thanks to the grace of God and your prayers. They tried to put everybody I know basically in jail. They tried to set my dad up, folks, that we were Russian agents. That's what's going on here. So believe me, I know how serious this is. Am I worried about me? Hell no. I'm worried about all of us, man. You really want to see, you think we're just safe? Go along with us. Keep your head down. You're going to really sit back and watch that happen. That's really who you are. I know our audience of activists are the opposite. That's why I love you. That's why it's obscene you call up thanking me. Thank me for wanting to not be a slave? Again, that's like going under the deep end of the pool, going down 10 feet. When your wife loses her ring in it or something, she says, hey, honey, get my ring. It fell off. And you're like, don't come up for air. And they go, boy, you know, you sure got courage when you came up for air. This is a natural thing to do, to say no to this. And when I look at every angle of this, the most horrible outcomes are what I see. And I'd be a liar if I didn't tell you that. Of course Trump's got bigger crowds than he had 4 years ago. Of course he's got 40% of black males, 20% of black females saying they're going to vote for him. And that's when people are scared being asked the question. It's probably higher. Kanye West and others are a bellwether. But what does Facebook and Twitter do when it shows a big group of black Americans marching in D.C.? They ban you. That's authoritarians because they're creating a racial narrative. Sony is worth $45 billion. It's owned by the Japanese imperial family and others who, nothing against Japanese, they're, you know, nice folks, but man, you talk about being homogeneous and racist. Only other group more racist is the Chinese. I mean, it's a fact, folks. They're putting $45 billion company is pumping hundreds of millions of dollars into the Black Lives Matter movement, which has nothing to do with black people. And I know you know that, but this is the elite of the world coming after us. Apple, 100 million Black Lives Matter. George Soros, hundreds of millions Black Lives Matter. And then I read the headlines. You know, older blacks particularly are going to vote because they've got black sons and they're not going to let white people kill them. You're 27 times more likely in Chicago to be killed by a black man if you're a black man than you are a white man. 2,000 black men die a year in Chicago on average. How many cops shoot unarmed black men in even questionable cases a year? 14. It's a myth. But they take every event. If they showed you a great white shark attack, I think there's only like two of them on video. They showed you that every night. People think there are great white sharks everywhere. But again, it's the same thing. It's like COVID. They take all the flu numbers, all the pneumonia numbers, all the cancer numbers, all the heart attack numbers, all the car wrecks, all the skydiving accidents. These are real cases. Gunshot wounds. And they put it in the COVID column and then go, oh my God, we've lost 230,000 people from COVID. But when you look at all the numbers, it's 6% of that actually died from COVID. So divide 6 out of 230,000. Everybody can do it. 15, 16,000? People that didn't die of something else, they did the numbers in Australia. 77 people died of COVID in Australia. Let me show you these numbers. Look at these headlines. Cuomo killed my parents. Protesters fill casket with copies of governor's book on COVID leadership. Yes. Get in their face. InfoWar. And then look at these numbers. Look at these numbers. As the whole world locks down, China's totally open. Biden wears two masks at a campaign stop. Oh, virtue signaling. Now people are wearing spacesuits because humans are so bad. We're so dirty. We're so evil. We can't be around each other. We have to all go die. We have to all die and starve because we can't have one person die of COVID. But look at this headline. Brazil's major state, run by a communist, calls for mandatory COVID vaccinations to buy or sell. And the communist state is now buying 46 million doses. And, of course, they're all involved. Look at this headline. IATA, you're more likely to get struck by lightning than catch COVID-19 on a plane. The International Air Transport Association has recently published research on COVID flying that should help you feel safe with the health and safety of air travel. The IATA demonstrated that low incidence of flight COVID-19 transmission with an updated tally of published cases. Between January 2020, there were 44 cases worldwide of COVID-19 reported in which transmission is thought to have associated in a flight journey, inclusive of confirmed probable potential causes. Over the same period, 1.2 million passengers have traveled. So do the math on that. What chance is that of you getting COVID? The figures above represent a 1 in 27 million probability of catching COVID-19 on a flight, which is significantly less than the chances of being struck by lightning, which is Australia, is around 1 in 12,000. So they're like, what did I say a month ago? I said COVID, calling it a hoax is not proper. The rollout has a bunch of hoaxes. Adding death numbers from other things into the column's a hoax. Saying hospitals were full and they weren't's a hoax. Hiring reporters to dress up in hazmat gear is a hoax. There's lots of hoaxes in it. But no, there is a virus that is man-made so Gates can own a common cold virus and then make you pay his subsidiaries trillions of dollars. And if you're super run down and don't have your vitamins and minerals, it can kill you. But there are lots of other pneumonias and stuff that are killing lots of people. You need vitamins and minerals. You need to be prepared. You need D3. You have to have it. You need C. You have to have it. You need zinc. You have to have it. Was it 13, 14, 15 vitamins you got to have? A bunch of minerals you got to have? A lot of scientists argue it's only 14, but a lot of scientists say it's more than 30. Point is, this is good for people. We got your calls coming up. But, man, wow. 1 in 27 million probability on a plane getting it. But it doesn't matter. You're a hero when you wear the mask. You're a hero. And so the airlines are shutting down. There's half as many flights. They're laying off the pilots. And they go, it doesn't matter. I'm saving people. In the third world, millions are dying. But it's fun. And you're a hero. And it's good. And the Democrats admit it's all political theater to shut down America.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. Most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to band.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site. The exact same links, the exact same videos. We can comment, we can share them, everything. The system
is censoring because of the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago.
Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech and that he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned Infowars.com and sharing that.
Oh, that really upsets them. Oh, yeah.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Spy chief, State Department, and over CIA and Army operations and others, regime change, Camp David Accords, founding of Delta Force. I mean, he's actually been there in the last 40-plus years. He's a psychiatrist, Harvard, MIT, all of it. So he's a real insider, not one of these fake ones. And he's really charted the course on the show the last 18 years, been probably the most accurate guess we've had. I got to tell you, I know Trump's going to win big in real polls, but there's so much election fraud. The Democrats are going to declare Biden won, and they're going to do all this. And I made a lot of calls last week and this weekend about how he's compromised with the Chinese. Well, Biden hides this in plain view, like Ukraine. And the emails are real. His lawyer confirms it. They're like, yeah, okay, yeah, that place shouldn't have had these. The FBI did nothing with it. Barr did nothing with it. And now they're talking about if the New York Post publishes it, even blurred out, it's a crime. Well, then, okay, so who has it? It's not a criminal. But then who exposes it's a criminal? I guess it's like Julian Assange locked up in prison. So going to Steve Pachinik of stevepachinik.com, also find all his books. He co-authored with Tom Clancy and his new ones as well there. I know he doesn't care about promoting them, but they're still great books. What the hell is going on here? Because the media won't show any of this, but now they say it's Russian disinfo, but the head of national intelligence says that's a lie. I don't care if the Easter Bunny came up with this stuff. This is Hunter Biden. He's compromised with the Chi-Coms and others. I don't see how Biden can even be a candidate when it's open and shut like this. I mean, I really feel the Republic is in peril, Dr. Pachinik.
Well, you're right in some way, but the other part that you and I have been talking about in terms of the Democratic Party, what you're seeing doing, it is constantly self-destructing. For several years now, I've told you that the Democrats have been self-destructing because you've had they're too old. They're too old. They're too antiquated. They're too irrelevant to what's happening in this new era. In an era where we need a businessman who's never been a politician, who understands business. Sometimes he makes a mistake, but he knows how to correct it. I can't have an 87-year-old Dianne Feinstein who's worth $858 million. I can't have a Nancy Pelosi who's 80 years old and worth $35 million. I can't have a Maxine Waters worth $8 million and is 82 years old. In other words, what you're seeing here is Biden, what we said all along, he's the metaphor for what happened to the Democratic Party. Senile dementia. They eventually erupted and became literally senile demented. And in turn, they brought in some woman who happened to have spent most of her life not in the United States, but in Canada, in Montreal, and claims that she is a black American, has no relevance to America, is not even black. And so what you see is the narrative for the Democrats is not only distorted, it's perverted. The Hunter Biden is the metaphor and the reality of what happens when you are in Congress or the House of Representatives or Senator for so long. This is what Biden really did. He did nothing except self-aggrandize, self-destruct, and at the same time lead our country into six wars, which for which he's never been held accountable. Now is the time for America to start incarcerating these people and stop giving rationalizations.
Well, that's why I got you on, because I'm against police states. But when you've got a foreign power backing crazy people that are doing all this, saying they're going to cause a civil war, they're going to cause secession, at a certain point, I mean, they've got to be militarily dealt with, because that's what they're saying they're going to do to us. You've got all the Democrats saying when once Trump loses, they're going to come arrest all of us. Well, that's not going to happen. A civil war is going to happen.
You're correct. I mean, in the area where I am, the Second Amendment is enshrined. We have a Second Amendment free zone, so to speak. The rest of the country has become less and less irrelevant. As we said, the East Coast, the West Coast, the Northeast, all of them are irrelevant now. The power has clearly shifted down to Florida, Texas, South Carolina, North Carolina. What we have now is the time for a Trump, once he gets back in, not say Fauci's just stupid. What I've asked for 3 years is that he goes to prison and he be fired for insubordination. He's part of what we call a paramilitary unit, public health service. You do not confront the president of the United States. You do not disseminate false information, and you do not self-aggrandize when you are part of a unit that is a paramilitary unit. There is no reason for him to be there. There's no reason for him to make $400,000. There's no reason for his wife to make $200,000 plus NIH. So Trump has to begin to act in a way incarceration of Hunter Biden. It's criminal.
Well, you've been saying that for a while, so have I. He's been saying in every speech, I want them locked up. They're criminals. I want Obama. I want the Clintons. I want Biden locked up because they deserve to be locked up. The media goes, oh, he's crazy. No, that's the truth. But what does he do when there's a toothless Justice Department that's scared of their own shadow?
Okay. This is what we've been talking about for years. When I said, and you know, I can't blame Trump. He really didn't know who he was bringing in. But when you bring in everybody who'd been with the Bush administration, Christopher Wray, my God, went to Andover. The people at Andover thought he was a jerk, totally incompetent. I know that for a fact. Bush Jr., Bush Sr. went to Andover. Where did they go to school? Yale. What is Christopher Wray really doing? He's nothing but a pimp who self-aggrandized himself, made a lot of money as a pimp lawyer, has no sense of what the FBI, and by the way, the FBI has to be taken down. How many times have I said this since 9/11? The FBI is totally against our civil rights. It's totally incompetent. It can't find anything. If you ask a local police force, in any county, anywhere from Montana to Florida, I've worked with policemen, and the same story comes across. The FBI is incompetent, useless, worthless. Get rid of them. We have Homeland Security. I got ATF. I've got enough federal troops to block any kind of secessionist movement that I predicted in state of emergency in a novel I wrote that would happen around Arizona because of the water rights. Now, what we have here is a chance for Trump to redefine what does incarceration mean. Get rid of Barr. Who in God's name uses a man who was a DI, an analyst at the agency, then converted to a DDO, an operative, then converted to a quote, a lawyer, but has always been loyal to the CIA? I mean, it doesn't make sense. I've said we've got 16 units in the CIA. Get rid of 80% of them.
Let's talk about what's about to happen in the next 2 weeks, because I agree with all of that. I know there's a bunch of different camps in the government, and the corporate system really wants to put Joe Biden in because they'll totally control him and loot the country. But obviously, anyone saying there's any good people left in government, we need to stop this and put Trump in. This is crazy.
Well, it may be crazy, but the point of fact is what you and I said correctly. There's going to be ballot harvesting, and that is a problem for me. It's a problem for me individually and as an operative, because we do not know how many ballots have been harvested. And in 9 states, it's mandatory balloting, Washington, Oregon, you know, all the liberal states. So they can have all kinds of ballots come in. Personally, I would bring in the police force in every area to monitor what's going on, and I would bring, as much as I hated, a national force, either the ATF or some other unit of the government, not the FBI. They're useless, but another.
All right, let's talk about this when we come back. Because America, stay there, I'm kidding. America is fighting for its life right now. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Let me tell you how it will be.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Steve Pachinik is our guest for one more segment. Then I'm going right to your phone calls. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And I get it. Doctor, doing a great job giving us background, explaining what's going on. It's all dead on. We know that. We appreciate it. I'm just sitting here 14 days out, and I get the Democrats are self-destructing. I get they're a bunch of zombies. I get that their emblematic logo or mascot is a person with dementia. So it just shows their total disconnect, their arrogance, their hubris. But still, I can have an anvil made out of steel with not one IQ point. I drop it on somebody's head from 100 feet, they're going to die. If the Chi-Coms and the globalists and these out-of-control corporations, none of them who are even in charge, they all just want compliant minions, throw Biden, this giant hunk of steel at us, or this dead body, whatever he is, that, you know, that you can drop a dead body on somebody from 100 feet, it'll kill him. It's still going to cause a problem. They're still going to try to execute. In a way, their ignorance is their strength, to quote 1984. The fact that they try to have a civil war, the fact that they have the chutzpah to keep trying all these coups, the fact that everyone bows down to them. I mean, you get what I'm saying? That it's like a mentally retarded automaton, and their supporters are like that. They just never stop. They never go away.
Let me say the following. One of the things that I would do, and this is something I looked at very carefully, it's strategic and it's point of focus targeting. I would use Richard Grenell, who has been an incredibly effective operator and spokesperson for this administration. Pence has been wonderful. Trump is wonderful. But in order to send a message to the big tech companies, you've got to pick out the largest and most salient but not always apparent, weakness among them. And the one person I can continuously attack, and I've known from past experience, is totally incompetent, and that's Dorsey, who created both Square and Twitter and thought he could get away with all kinds of criminal activities. Why would I want Grinnell to go after Dorsey? Number one, Dorsey created Square. He created Twitter. But the Wall Street Journal considered him the worst CEO in the entire gamut of big tech. But there's another reason I'm going to attack him. And the reason becomes more personal since he decided to become personal with Trump and use Hunter Biden and started to threaten our own president and our own people, including me. And that is, Grinnell has to ask Dorsey, isn't it amazing for the past 15 years you've been considered the Bachelor of the Year? What does that really mean, Dorsey? Now, remember, Grinnell is proud he's gay, and I have no problems with somebody being gay. I do have a problem when you have somebody like Dorsey who thinks he's self-righteous, who thinks he's better than other people, and he doesn't want to come out publicly that he's gay. That is a problem for me, the hidden secrecy and nastiness of a guy like Dorsey. Now, why do I say that personally? Number one, when I owned Twitter, the stock years ago, I couldn't find out where their office was. No one answered. Then when we were using Square, guess what happened? They said they don't work on Saturdays and Sundays. Well, Dorsey, you got multi-billion dollars, but the one thing you can't cover up is the fact that you are covert or homosexual, the fact that you do not like to be with other people, the fact that you were a male model when you were only 12 years old, but you never said anything to anyone, and the fact that you had to overcome what you knew in terms of self-hatred vis-a-vis women and men. And now we're going to have somebody who's going to come in and say it out publicly, Dorsey, what's your problem? Why can't you come out and be gay and be proud of it? That's the way I would hit them. That's the way I work. When I need to work, I pick my targets very carefully, and I go right after them. I have no problem using whatever information I need to know.
I totally agree with you that they have been spying on us, enslaving us, bullying everyone, election meddling. And with 14 days out, the president needs to understand that he needs to take the gloves off in a legal and lawful way and go after all the dirt on all of them. My God, the heads of Google and the things they've done that I even know, the Trump people know that. All of them are incredibly compromised. Apple moving to China, giving them the code keys, that's espionage. Forget Section 230. And if Trump ever did one thing, ever had one action, they would all fold like a house of cards and do the right thing. But instead, because there's been no government action, and because of the Heritage Foundation, fake libertarian BS, there's a power vacuum. And so we're like, oh, hands off big tech. So it's now been captured by a consortium of authoritarian corporations in China. And so by extension, they've now given up all their rightful power to protect the republic and have actually become, by extension, enemies of themselves and the country. And so we need drastic action now. What else would you say needs to be done?
Well, what I would say is I'd get a new attorney general right away and get rid of Barr. I would show the country that he is not adequate, he's not sufficient, nor can the agency continue with what he's been doing. Similarly, I would get rid of Gene Haskell. In other words, even with 14 days left, I would start firing people right and left so that the country can understand we're getting rid of the vestiges of the old regime that came out of Yale.
Great idea. Great signal. Just start anybody that's establishment, anybody that's globalist. I mean, you could Google them in a minute and find out who they are. Just fire thousands of them.
That's what I would do. And that's what I have done in the past. When I got called in on a Bush senior because he was 20 points behind Dukakis, do you think Bush Sr. really cared for me or Baker? The answer was no. Did I care for Bush Sr.? No, but I got him in there. People say, oh, you should be grateful you worked for Bush Sr. No, it was the other way around. But honestly, I left after I put together Cambodia. But you've got to be able to do the nastiest things just before you get elected. And that's what I had to do. And that's what you get done. Now, Trump knows that. he has a hard time, and I've said it repeatedly, being able to fire people. Either
no, he's actually really too nice. That's actually a secret.
I know that. You and I have known that. He's got to get rid of Fauci, who came out with his mouth again, who's totally,
listen,
you know.
When I got remarried 3 years ago, Trump literally got my wife's number, calls her. We're in an airport in Hawaii, and talked to her 5 minutes. And I got on the phone. I said, sir, you call me if you want, but I don't need a pat on the head. You got enemies around you. You need to take them out politically. You need to protect yourself. And I mean, he goes, well, I just wanted to let you know I appreciate you. And I'm like, dude, I get it. But I said, you don't need to call me to pat me on the head. Listen, my destiny's tied to America. Yours is too. Let's just win this thing. That wasn't an arrogant thing. That wasn't me like trying to like alpha the president. I was saying, sir, you don't need to call us up and congratulate our wedding. We want war. We want victory. I told him, I said, I want the enemy defeated. I want our country sovereign again. I want China, who's the enemy, dealt with. And the good news is he wasn't talking about China 3 years ago. He really gets it now. And that's good.
The good news is that he understood that your wife was better looking than you.
Exactly.
That's why. Don't forget, he likes women. And good God, and I'm glad he likes women. That's been a unique feature of our president. But the issue with CHICOM right now, you're correct, but I'd rather focus on the domestic problems that we have now and just start firing. And you've got enough people in that White House to be able to do it. And, you know, Barr has to go. He has absolutely done nothing. FBI has to go. Craig has to go. Pompeo, I think he's totally useless. And I thought Mills was also useless.
Well, Trump's even started criticizing Pompeo. Do five more minutes if you can, and then I promise callers I'm going to get to all of you.
Yeah.
In the segments after. I'm going to come right back to our Steve Pachenik, stevepachenik.com. If I don't do this, we won't be on air much longer. Ladies and gentlemen, two things that have been sold out for months are back in stock. Vitamineral Fusion is the highest quality vitamin and mineral fusion with a bunch of amino acids. It's great for children. It's great for adults. With all the craziness going on for regular things in the environment, it's good to have your immune system up to snuff. This is what I do. Folks really love it. It's really popular, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Advanced Multivitamin Formulation, back in stock, InfoWarStore.com. Also great for your immune system. Ultra 12, highest quality methylcobalamins, 80% of it, 20% other type of B12 that they tell us helps with the upload of it to your body. This is a foundation for everything in your body. You want good, clean energy? People say it's sweet. There's no sugar in it. It's its own thing. It's amazing. Take it under the tongue, you get almost as good absorption as if you went and got a prescription version and injected it. And listen, I go to a doctor once a year, get a prescription. I inject vitamin B12 when I remember to do it. I've got it in my refrigerator in there. That's better than this. This is almost as good as that. So when I forget to get my prescription, I take this like 9 at night. I got to work 4 more hours. Hey, don't drink more coffee. Take a couple fish oils. Take some of this. Boom, I've got 4 hours of energy. InfoWarsStore.com, and it boosts your body's natural defenses. So Ultra 12 and Vitamineral Fusion, 50% off back in stock. Triple Patriot points, free shipping. It is Black Friday in October. It's a 12-day sale. We just launched it today. That's how you keep us on air. But what I really want you to do is tell folks about the local stations you're listening to, and I want you to spread the word because that's how we override the big tech censors. We'll come back and talk about a victory 2020 for Trump.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.